Ireland's Classic Kids, good morning. How are you? It is Trina Mara. I have a hairdresser's phone number now in my phone. Hello, Angie. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. How are you?
God, you are so in demand, hairdressers right now. It's like we never knew before COVID how much we needed hairdressers and how much we needed immunologists. You're like the celebrities of the land, really, aren't you?
Well, you know, we are just so excited about getting back to work and doing what we love. And, you know, I guess now that we've been in lockdown for so long, people have, their hair has grown out so much and they're just so excited about getting back into the salon,
yeah.
You know?
There's nothing like it.
And there's nothing like it. There's nothing like getting your hair done to give you a lift or to, you know, really make you feel better.
We better plug, Angie, where you're from, what hairdressing salon you're from.
So I'm from Seda Hairdressing. We have 4 salons, 3 in Dublin and 1 in Maynooth, County Kildare. So we've been in the business now for nearly 30 years. So, you know, we're passionate about it. We love it. Yeah. And we're just excited about getting back in to the salon.
I suppose when you're working in that business for so many years, you keep clients for years and years and years, and people can sometimes get stuck in a rut when it comes to their hairdo. I know I certainly have, and when I look back at photographs of myself like 18, 19 years ago, I pretty much have the same hair. But do you think because we haven't been able to get our hair done that people might become a little bit more adventurous this time around?
There's a few different factors. You know, for a long time there, it was, the trend was very much sort of long, blonde hair, heavy hair. People were just kind of keeping their hair much longer and they were staying away from layers. So they were going kind of for a blunt bob, long blonde haircuts with not a lot of movement and not a lot of texture in the hair. But we're seeing a real sort of 80s trend come back in now with hair. And the shag haircut has reemerged as one of this year's most coveted hairstyles. And if we look at the likes of Billie Eilish, you know, she's really changed up her hair now and she's really rocking a fabulous shag haircut. So I feel when clients have come back, because they're ready for a change now, they really want to get their hair done. But the trends have really sort of changed a lot in the last year. Even things such as, you know, fringes are a big trend. They were before we went into lockdown and they're going to be really popular now when we get back in summer and opening, you know.
Yeah,
the likes
yeah.
of the curtain bangs we're seeing everywhere and, you know, the swept fringes and all that type of stuff. So
yeah.
It's going to be a very exciting time for clients coming in and for hairdressers getting back to work with all these new trends emerging.
Now, you mentioned Billie Eilish, but most of us now listening today are probably going, Billie Eilish is the same age as my daughter or one of the, you know, for women
okay.
who are a little bit older then, because she's quite young, isn't she? So for women in their 30s and women in their early 40s and maybe going into the 50s, what kind of hairdos will they be going for?
I really think they'll be going for like the swept fringes, the curtain bangs, that kind of idea. And, you know, more movement in the hair, sort of layers, texture, more lived in kind of hairstyles. We're going away from that sort of heavy, long shape. So similar to the shag, but maybe a little bit longer, not as heavily textured and heavily layered.
Are there certain face shapes that certain hairdos only suit and won't suit other people? Because I say you must get people coming in going, I want my hair to look like, you know, a particular celebrity. And you're looking at the client's face and thinking it's just not going to work for them or for their hair type.
Yeah. You know, it's really all about the length for the face shape. So there's actually a bob for every face shape as well. Like if you tend to have a rounder face, you would tend to wear your bob longer, keep it about, you know, maybe 3 inches below the jawline. If you've got a smaller face shape, you can wear it right in the jawline. So it's really kind of balancing exactly where you want to draw the eye, whether it's below the chin or you want to accentuate the cheekbones. So you kind of just, when we consultate with our clients, we look at their face shape and we pick the right length for them. But there is people, you know, with all face shapes can wear all types of haircuts, but you just have to tweak it to suit their face shape.
Yeah, yeah. Is the hair texture quite important as well when you're choosing what kind of style you're going to go for? Like I've got that kind of frizzy, coarse hair that no amount of treatments is really going to change it, I guess. It's very, very thick. So there's a lot of styles I can't do.
Yeah, so what I would say for thick, coarse hair, you really need to be quite clever with the products that you use. The likes of Moroccan oil is amazing on very thick, coarse hair because it really helps smooth it down. But also tricks like how you cut it, we might do hidden layers, you know, where you do sort of clever cutting where you reduce the weight underneath, but you let the top fall over. So again, it's just finding the right shape for you. And obviously, if you've got very heavy, curly hair, you want to keep something that will hold the weight down, but also you can sort of hide where you take the layers.
See, I wouldn't mind if the hair went curly. It's just the frizz. That's all I get. The straight hair with frizz.
Yeah. A lot of Irish people have that hair. Their hair is not quite curly and it's not quite straight. So getting the right haircut will help that. And certainly layers help that as well, layers and movement without layering it too heavily. But there's a great product, there's a couple of great products that I would use for that type of hair. And one of them is the Nectar Thermique. It's a polishing cream in the Kerastase range, which smooths down the cuticle, adds shine to the hair, but reduces the frizz as well. And then also in the Moroccan oil, they have a great thing called hydrating cream, which is amazing for that. Yeah. So really it comes down to the consultation with your stylist, where they can recommend the right product, the right haircut for your hair texture and your hair type.
Angie, is it a good idea to keep a bit of length in your hair if it does go frizzy? Does it kind of pull the hair down, weigh it down?
Weight and length will do that. Again, if your hair is like very curly and very frizzy, you're not going to want to layer it too much, but it's the right type of shape in that type of hair.
Yeah, I'd say now if you saw me coming, Angie, you'd be like, book out the day. We're going to be here a long time with this one.
No, not at all. Consultation is really important, Trina. I can't emphasize that enough. Taking the time to talk, you know, if you've been coming to me for years, obviously I'll know your hair and I'll know your hair texture. But if you're coming in for the first time, it does take time to talk to the client to find out their lifestyle, how much time they have to maintain their hair, what products they use on their hair, what problems they have with their hair, and then how we can solve them and make their hair look its best.
For women who have finer hair and really want that thick hair, because it's always what you, yeah, you know, you want what you don't have, don't you? Are there particular styles that suit that kind of hair better?
Obviously, finer hair, you know, you're not going to layer it too much, because you're going to be taking weight out of the hair. So the likes of bob hairstyles are amazing on anybody with fine hair, with very fine hair. So you'll find a lot of ladies with the finer texture will go for bob. But again, there's lots of nice bobs for it's a graduated bob, or you might go for the lob or different things like that. But again, the fringe trend will be fabulous on ladies with finer hair, where you might go for a really nice sort of cheekbone length fringe that'll sort of open the face, but it gives a nice weight as well. Not like a feathered soft fringe, something with that will sort of sweep and sit around cheekbones is amazing for finer texture ladies' hair.
Yeah.
You know? And also, there was a great new product launched last year by L'Oreal called Genesis for finer, thinner hair, or for hair that's shedding. And I think now, you know, that we've been in lockdown for so long and a lot of clients haven't had their hair cut, it does tend to fall out a little bit more. So I would definitely say check out the Genesis range. They've some great products in the range. They've lovely serum for the roots to encourage hair growth. And they have a spray for the ends to strengthen the hair and make it stronger. Products will help. You know, you're not going to change the type of hair you have, but you can certainly help maintain it and make it look its best.
You know, when you brush your hair and you find you have a hairbrush full of hair, is that normal or is that something to be worried about?
You know, you can lose up to 100 hairs a day, because hair does go through a cycle of hair grows for 3 months, it falls out for 3 months, and it stays stagnant for 3 months. And it depends on where the majority of your hair is doing it at that time. We do tend to find this time of year the hair can shed quite a bit. So I wouldn't be, unless you had patches that you looked and thought, oh my God, I'm really thin in that area, then, you know, you might need to talk to your hairdresser about it or talk to your doctor about it if it's gone really bad. But, you know, your hair will go through times where it does shed. I would say don't be alarmed by having a lot of hair on your hairbrush, because we can lose up to 100 hairs a day.
And women too, I think after they have a baby, you know, that first stage as well, your hair changes a lot, doesn't it?
It does, because when you're pregnant, the circulation of your blood through your body is much higher. And therefore your hair, the follicles in your hair, is being fed a lot more as well. So your hair gets much thicker and much fuller when you're pregnant. And then after you have the baby, obviously that all changes. The hormone levels all change. And 3 months after you have your baby, you can find that your hair will fall out. It's different for everybody, but that's sort of the average that happens. And it's really, you're just kind of losing the hair that you've sort of grown while you were in pregnancy, you know?
Yeah.
But again, that lasts for about 3 months. So there'll be a couple of cycles on that. When the baby's about 3 months old, it'll tend to shed for maybe up to 2 to 3 months, and then it'll start coming back again. But again, products like Genesis, that was launched on the market last year, is amazing for that. It really helps.
Do most women get thinner hair as they age?
Yes, we do. Obviously, when we come up to the menopausal stage and things like that, as we get older and again our hormones change, you will find that our hair can thin a little bit. But again, coming down to what type of hair you have, like somebody like yourself that has really thick, heavy hair, you may not even notice the hair thinning, you know, but people with thinner hair, they will notice it. The likes of Nioxin that's on the market is very good for that as well. This Genesis product by L'Oreal is very good for that. So there is products on the market, and also vitamins for your hair. There's some great vitamins out there for your hair that will help. And diet is a big thing as well. They say avocados is great for your hair. there's a lot of nutrients in it there. And then as regards to vitamins you can take, there is ones called Nurkin and Viviscal, which are amazing for the hair. They really help us. You know, your stylist will be able to recommend all those things to you.
Your diet is so important though, isn't it? It just affects everything. And
huge.
We see it in the press all the time. Women who are particularly thin, they're doing these drastic diets that they don't need to be on. And the hair is being affected by that. So do you think it's worthwhile spending a few bob on good products then?
Oh, 100%. On good products that are suitable to your hair type. And that will solve your problems. And that comes back to the consultation with your stylist and with your hairdresser to help you with that. But I do feel that since we've gone into lockdown, from what I see anyway, from my friends and people that I know, and we see it all across social media as well, I really feel people have gone a lot more healthier. They're swimming, they're walking, they're running, they're getting a lot more fresh air, a lot more exercise. And they see, you know, there's a lot on Instagram these days and a lot on social media and in the newspapers and on the radio about healthy eating. So there's a lot at our fingertips now that if we want to be healthier, we can research it and find it. So I definitely think all that helps as well.
Angie Drumgoole there from Zeba Hairdressing. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.